Welcome to the podcast, listeners. To start our episode off, we have a big announcement. The Friends of JMRL's Fall Book Sale is coming up October 15th through the 23rd, open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day. The last day they are accepting donations is September 30th.
All right, we can't wait to see you. This is going to be taking place at 300 Albemarle Square Shopping Center, better known as the Old Northside location. This is a great spot, lots and lots of parking, and a huge warehouse full of books you can't wait to get. We have fiction, mystery, sci-fi, history, cooking, military, children's and young adult titles, poetry, religion, science. There's local Virginia writings, art and architecture, and even rare books, CDs, puzzles, games, all kinds of stuff. Much, much more. Can't wait to see you at the JMRL Friends Book Sale.
And a big thank you again to the Friends of JMRL.
You're listening to On the Same Page, a podcast from the Jefferson Madison Regional Library.
Welcome back to another episode of On the Same Page, a podcast from the Jefferson Madison Regional Library System. I'm EJ, here with my co-host Abby.
That's right, I'm Abby. Today's short and sweet episode will include our Reader's Advisory Corner, information on our own book club kits, news about JMRL reading challenges, and a brief rundown of some of what's happening all around JMRL in the next 2 weeks.
Our Reader's Advisory Corner is designed to offer you fun, exciting suggestions for books to read while you're waiting to read the most popular books at JMRL. This week, we have chosen two books with super long hold lists: Atomic Habits by James Clear and This Time Tomorrow by Emma Straub. So let's jump right in.
Today's first book is Atomic Habits, An Easy and Proven Way to Build Good Habits and Break Bad Ones by James Clear. Here's a brief description. If you're having trouble changing your habits, the problem isn't you. The problem is your system. Bad habits repeat themselves again and again, not because you don't want to change, but because you have the wrong system for change. You do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. Here, you'll get a proven system that can take you to new heights. In this book, you'll learn how to make time for new habits, overcome a lack of motivation and willpower, design your environment to make success easier, and get back on track when you fall off course, and so much more.
I have not read this book, but I do subscribe to James Clear's weekly newsletter, which is called his 3-2-1 newsletter. It's three ideas from him, two ideas from others, and one thought-provoking question. I would recommend it. And I do like what I've seen by him so far. My favorite concept of his is breaking your goal down into a 5-minute habit and starting with that, or even less, a 1-minute habit. So instead of saying, I'm going to read every day, say, I'm going to open my book every day, because that only takes 10 seconds. But by the time you open your book, if you force yourself to open your book, you're going to read. Okay, so we have a number of books that you can read while you're waiting for Atomic Habits, and they are all popular psychology books, so they're all going to scratch that itch of being well-researched, cool science, but they're engaging and they're readable, so they're easy to understand if you're not a scientist. The authors are explaining the science of habit formation in these books, and they all include practical strategies. They have to do with business, economics, goals, human behavior, and success. So here is our book list. We have Tiny Habits by BJ Fogg, Smarter, Faster, Better by Charles Duhigg, David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell, Give and Take by Adam Grant, Drive by Daniel Pink, and Get It Done by Ailette Fishbach.
And check out the show notes below to a link to our catalog to check out all of these wonderful books. Our next book for Reader's Advisory Corner is This Time Tomorrow by Emma Straub. We chose this book because it has one of the longest holds list for our audiobooks, and we've both been enjoying audiobooks a lot lately. So if you haven't checked out this one yet or gotten on the holds list, here's a little taste. On the eve of her 40th birthday, Alice's life isn't terrible. She likes her job, even if an if it isn't exactly the one she expected. She's happy with her apartment, her romantic status, her independence. She adores her lifelong best friend. But her father is ailing, and it feels to her as if something is missing. When she wakes up the next morning, she finds herself back in 1996, reliving her 16th birthday. But it isn't just her adolescent body that shocks her, or seeing her high school crush. It's her dad, the vital, charming 40-something version of the father with whom she's reunited. The first book is Ona Out of Order by Margarita Montemore. A likable woman discovers new truth about their lives as they continually wake up at age 16 or jump to a new age on every birthday in this book, in this heartwarming and inventive relationship novel. The Two Lives of Lydia Bird by Josie Silver gives a moving and thoughtful relationship look at women dealing with grief and a second chance to gain closure with their partner. Faye Far Away by Helen Fisher is a moving relationship-focused novel where women are able to go back in time as often as they wish, allowing them to spend precious moments with their loved ones. Don't forget to check the show notes if you're interested in getting any of those awesome books.
Another fun way to pass the time is to get together with a few friends and read a book together. You don't have to have a formal book club to check out our book club kits.
Hey, Abby, have you ever wanted to start a book club but you weren't sure where to start?
Well, you know, EJ, I've always wondered if I did start a book club, how would we make sure there were enough copies for me and all my friends?
That's a great point. And Jamarel can definitely help with that. Did you know that the library offers several book club kits that anyone with a library card can check out?
What? No! What is in a book club kit?
Book club kits include 10 copies of popular titles and a reading guide with discussion questions. It's everything you need to start your own book club. Once you check out the kit, you'll have it for 6 weeks, so there's plenty of time to read and meet with your group.
Okay, so how can I get one of these awesome kits?
Well, that's pretty simple once you have a library card. You can call the Central Library to request a kit and even put a hold on kits through the library's catalog.
Oh, awesome. So are there kids' books available as well?
Absolutely there are. You can contact the Children's Department at Central to request your kit. And don't forget, you can get these kits sent to any branch for pickup. Just let the librarian know which branch when you call.
This sounds amazing. Can you tell me some of the titles that are available?
Yes, there are some great titles, including The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett, Such a Fun Age by Kylie Reed, Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, and even some nonfiction titles such as Martin Luther King Jr.'s Why We Can't Wait.
So, bottom line, these book club kits sound like the perfect resource for any group wanting to start a book club or just read and discuss amazing books.
You got it, Abby, and there's many more book club kits to come. All right, listeners, we have one more piece of breaking news. Summer reading might be over, but you don't have to stop challenging yourself to read more. In addition to our readers' advisory services, like using What Do I Read Next, or in-person recommendations at your branches and here on the podcast, as well as our book club kits, there is yet another way to read more. Sign up for the JMRL Reading Challenges through Beanstack. Beanstack is a platform that allows you to track all of your reading and relevant related learning activities with Beanstack challenges. You don't just read, you stretch your brain by participating in fun activities that are designed to be accessible for all ages and all learning styles. Sign up and log your reading before September 30th to participate in the Artemis Reading Challenge to the Moon, Mars, and beyond, partnered with NASA. Access Beanstack through the mobile app or through a web browser. Halfway through this month already into our Artemis Challenge, we have logged just over 36,000 minutes. And now, Abby and I would like to share with you 4 Artemis Challenge book recommendations in case you'd like something spacey to read.
That's right. I'm going to kick us off with 2 nonfiction titles. The first is The Space Barons. Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the Quest to Colonize the Cosmos. This is written by Christian Davenport. It's a story of a group of billionaire entrepreneurs who are pouring their fortunes into the epic resurrection of the American space program. This book is based on years of reporting and exclusive interviews with all four billionaires. It's an authoritative account with a dramatic tale of risk and high adventure, the birth of a new space age, fueled by some of the world's richest men as they struggle to end government's monopoly on the cosmos. My next book for anyone looking to read something spacey is Fighting for Space, Two Pilots and Their Historic Battle for Female Spaceflight by Amy Teetle. Amy Teetle is a spaceflight historian, and she tells the riveting story of the female pilots who each dreamed of being the first American woman in space. It's a dual biography of audacious trailblazers, Jackie Cochran and Jerry Cobb. And these are fascinating and fearless women in all their glory and grit. They have stories that are used as guides through the shifting social, political, and technical landscape of the time.
Those sound great, Abby. I have one fiction recommendation and also another nonfiction recommendation. So first up is The Moon is a Harsh Mistress by Robert Heinlein. In it, Heinlein envisions a colony that develops a new society rules to cope with the realities of scarce resources and skewed demographics. And honestly, it has some interesting ideas in one of the most classic of space colony novels that is out there. It also introduces the acronym TANSTAAFL, which is, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. My second recommendation is Wally Funk's Race for Space, The Extraordinary Story of a Female Aviation Pioneer by Sue Nelson. In it, Wally Funk is the youngest of 13 American pilots in the real-life Women in Space program. Her mission was to become one of the first women astronauts, but a combination of politics and prejudice meant the program was abruptly canceled. Neither Wally nor any of the other pilots ever made it to space. Wally, now aged 80, when this book was published, is joined by fellow enthusiast Sue Nelson as she races for her giant leap before it's too late. They travel across the United States and Europe, taking in NASA's Mission Control in Houston and Spaceport America in New Mexico, where Wally's ride into space awaits.
We hope that you'll log on to Beanstack and join us for the Artemis Space Reading Challenge. We plan to have reading challenges all throughout the year. We just finished our most popular reading challenge, Summer Reading. And I'd like to celebrate you now, all you listeners and your families who participated in the Summer Reading Challenge through Beanstack. It was so wonderful. Here are a few of our highlights. We had 3,581 people register. Those people logged 39,070 learning activities. And as a library system, we read 1,486,439 minutes. Wow. Before we sign off today, here's how you can grow, learn, and connect these next 2 weeks at JMRL.
At Central, you can Skype with a scientist. His name is Gabriel Vigente on Tuesday, September 20th. Register to receive the link.
At Crozet, we will be hosting a nature art journaling class on Monday, September 26th, from 6:30 to 7:45 p.m.
Visit Gordon for a Register to Vote event on Thursday, September 22nd, from 2:30 to 5:30. A voter registrar official will be on hand. This event is part of JMRL's Welcoming Week events.
At Green, join the Friday Film Series on Friday, September 23rd, from 7 to 9 p.m., to watch the 2021 film Cyrano with coffee and treats.
At Louisa, a writer's group will meet on Thursday, September 22nd from 4 to 5 p.m. This program is for teens and adults.
At Nelson, you have the opportunity to try quilling by making a rolled paper tree. Pick up the supplies you need on Thursday, September 22nd.
At Northside, join the Teen Novel Chat on Wednesday, September 28th from 6 to 7 p.m. Participants can pick to read one of three different titles. For more information, visit jmrl.org.
And stop by Scottsville on Wednesday, September 28th for the Build It program. Use your imagination plus plenty of blocks and Legos to build amazing structures. Best for ages 5 to 12.
Thank you, listeners, for being part of this podcast community. We're so happy to have you. We hope you'll join us in taking a moment to thank the Friends of the Library who generously support this endeavor. If you'd like to learn more or join the Friends, you can head to their website at jmrlfriends.org.
That's all for us today. We'll be back in 2 weeks with our next episode. Don't forget, you can get involved on social media or by emailing us at podcast@jmrl.org. We love to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in. We're glad to be
on the same page.